When Olivia Warren was in first grade, she realized that she saw the world differently from those around her. While working on a math problem, she exclaimed to a friend that she loved the way the colors the 2 and the 5 looked together. From the reactions of her classmates, she knew other people didn't see colored numbers like she did. She felt confused and alone, but she wasn't. In fact, the condition known as synesthesia affects around 1 in 23 people. Synesthesia is a diverse condition characterized by an innate and stable blending of the senses. In Olivia Warren's case, graphemes, like the numbers on her math problem, were colored. Others have experienced everything from tasting the sounds of words to seeing colors when they feel pain. As I explore the extraordinary condition further, I reached a better understanding of the ways people can come to know the world. From this research, I developed synesthesia as a metaphor for knowledge that will be explained today. But to begin comparing the two, a base knowledge of synesthesia is necessary. In the book Wednesday is Indigo Blue by Richard Sidewick and David Eagleman, it's explained that when scientists first started talking about synesthesia, most doubted its existence entirely, explaining it as an overactive imagination or resurfacing childhood memory. Many researchers treated it as a taboo subject, even something that could ruin a career. When scans of synesthesia working in the brain were recorded, scientists started taking an interest. Now, over 60 forms of synesthesia have been found, and knowledge of the condition continues to be uncovered. Synesthesia has been correlated with increased color discrimination, reading ability, and artistic inspiration, as stated by Susan Hornick's 2001 article. Sidewick and Eagleman also reported that the condition is idiosyncratic, meaning that even among family members, the perceptions caused by synesthesia are unique to the person experiencing them, which is one of the reasons it took so long for people to believe it existed. Through the exploration of this topic, connections between knowledge-seeking and synesthesia became clear. First, in the connection between the fields of art and science. Collaboration of the humanities and the sciences was necessary for the discovery of synesthesia. When artistic representations of synesthesia were presented alone, scientists didn't believe it existed. But without the artistic world, the diversity and breadth of experience are reduced and even pathologized. When the brain scans evidence the working of the condition, and various art forms presented synesthesia's manifestations, researchers believed in it. Knowledge only works when a balance between the two perspectives is reached. The same is true for synesthesia. The second connection I made was between the internal world of one's mind and the external world of society. Synesthesia links a person's mind and perspective to the objective world through the perceptions. Synesthetes experience additional sensations that are superimposed onto the world. Knowledge functions comparably. Personal experiences influence the way a person receives new knowledge about the world. Their knowledge base impacts their worldview. In this cycle, the two worlds springboard off one another as a person grows and learns. Through this thought exercise, I learned about knowledge and the human-non-human contest. The first lesson began with the idea that within the spectrum of ability, with respect to the senses, synesthesia lies on one of the extremes. By examining the experiences of people who lie on the outskirts of human ability, it is easier to tell where the boundary lies, and where the human versus non-human conflict begins. It helps to illuminate what can be considered normal senses for humans, and what is abnormal. This knowledge helps us to understand others better, and imagining added senses can increase the ability to take on new perspectives. I may not have synesthesia, but my understanding of people who do increases the more I learn about their lives. Our ability to take on perspectives can be limited by our experiences, so having a wide range of experience to draw on can be valuable, even when it must come from others. Additionally, the use of synesthesia as a metaphor has shown how important the balanced knowledge is. Humans are remarkably proficient at this difficult task. The very action of establishing balance is characteristic of human beings. In the contest between the human and the non-human, only humans are able to find equity between the poles of different worlds, between science and art, between the inner and outer perspectives. Knowing, in this deep sense, is one of the most human capabilities we can possess. The connections between synesthesia and knowledge are helpful for understanding the world and our place in it. This examination ultimately proved successful as an exploration into the ways of knowing, as well as human versus non-human contest. In the future, as knowledge spreads, I hope that people like Olivia Warren will not feel so alone. The more we know about each other's experiences, the more connected we can become. Building bridges between the most unlikely of subjects and people, like synesthesia and knowing. Thank you.